The Tyranny of Socialism is his new book. He's a best-selling author. You've heard him fill in for some of the biggest talk shows in the country, the biggest, Rush Limbaugh, and do his own show from time to time, WalterEWilliams.com. And I was telling him during the break when we first got him online that I like him a lot more than I like Rush Limbaugh because I like the fact that he's a professor, that he covers economics, and that he really exposes, when I hear him on air, the hypocrisy of the Republican Party, which needs to be done more and more. So for the next 30 minutes, Walter E. Williams joins us. We then go live to a press conference from the Texas Capitol where they're openly trying to have the governor sign a bill where no more Fourth Amendment. The CPS will be able to take your children without even a fake order. Those are already flimsy from a judge. But a host of issues to talk about with Walter E. Williams today. Sir, thank you for coming on with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It's great to have you here with us. For those that may not know who you are, most probably do, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a professor of economics. I've been teaching at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia, for coming going on 30 years. And my big job is trying to convince my fellow Americans on the moral superiority of individual liberty and its main ingredient, limited government. It's a hard job.
What do you think of Ron Paul?
I think he's one of the few, and perhaps you can only name four or five congressmen that if the founders were to come back, they would speak to. He's one of the few that they would have respect for.
So you think he's founding father caliber, or they would just talk to him?
Well, I think they would talk to him. That is, you know, most congressmen, they have utter contempt for the Constitution of the United States and the moral principles that were the bedrock at our founding. And when I say that, a lot of people say, well, what are you talking about? Well, if you read through the Constitution, the government, the founders gave the government, the Congress, 21 things to do, and it's listed in Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution. If it's not there, they can't do it. And to give you an idea how far we've strayed, James Madison, who is the acknowledged father of the Constitution, he said in 1794, when Congress appropriated $15,000 to help some French refugees, he said, and I'm virtually quoting him, and all these quotes are available on my website at WalterEWilliams.com, he says, I cannot undertake to lay my finger on that article in the Constitution that allows Congress to take the money of their constituents for the purposes of benevolence. Now, if you look at the federal budget today, two-thirds or three-quarters of it is for the purpose of benevolence. That is, the major function of the United States Congress today is that of taking the rightful property of one American and giving it to another American to whom it does not belong. Now, I'm talking about farm subsidies, business bailouts, food stamps, welfare, prescription drugs, you just name it, on and on. Congress is engaged in what, if you and I did it, we'd go to jail. That is, taking the property of one person and giving it to another. It's nothing more than legalized theft.
And now it becomes more and more obvious with government just running wild at every level. Isn't the government just becoming a gang with a flag, with a bunch of enforcers?
They're becoming Congress and the White House, and they've been this way for a long time. It's just escalated recently. They're just a group of thugs.
Well, there's no doubt of that. I mean, we see all these reports where Congress is exempt from most of the laws they pass on us. Isn't that one of the hallmarks of tyranny?
Well, that is absolutely right. That is when people talk about rule of law and equality before the law, it means that the same rules, the same laws that you and I must obey also apply to people in government. They must also obey them. That is, if something is immoral for you and I to do, it's immoral for government to do.
Amazing. We got 25 minutes left with him after this break. He's Walter E. Williams. And the website's WalterEWilliams.com. Can't forget that. We have links to it up on our websites. Just absolutely great to have him on. I remember listening to him when I was in college way back in the early 1990s. Just great to have him on with us. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay with us. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he is a professor of economics, best-selling author, nationally syndicated radio talk show host in his part-time, and a syndicated columnist, WalterEWilliams.com. His latest column out today is Americans Love Government. But I was making the point during the break to him, isn't that because we've been domesticated, brought up in it, not knowing how good it is without this giant government, and people don't know that in every case in history, government grows till it destroys the society. Can you speak to that, sir?
Yes, I can. That is, if you look at the federal government now as a percentage of our GDP, the federal government spends something like 22% of our GDP, and state and local governments spend up to, I think the total amount goes to near 40% of the GDP is spent by government in our country. Now, from 1787, the inception of our nation, from 1787 until the 1920s, the federal government spent only 3% of the GDP, except during wartime, and the state and local government spent around 9% of the GDP, and so for making for a total of 12% of the GDP, as opposed to close to 40%, was being spent by government. And keep in mind that in 1787, we were a third world nation. And by 1920, we were the most powerful nation on the face of Earth, and we were rich. That is, we went through this whole interval without a big government. And it turns out something else that's significant that Americans just plain don't know is that the idea that Congress should, and the White House should be involved with the economy, stimulating stimulating the economy, New Deal. This is a new idea. That is, we've had recessions and depressions that went from 1 year to 7 years from throughout our whole history. And matter of fact, in 1920, there was a sharp, very, very sharp downturn in the economy. There was no government program. And we went off after that. In 1922, we went through the Roaring Twenties. In the 1790, there was a Great Depression. Matter of fact, it was, I think, like 7 years, and there was no government program. Now, the government programs that deal with recessions came when there's a sharp turn down in the economy in 1929, 1930, and the Hoover administration started the government programs, and Roosevelt just followed on with it with the New Deal, and they turned what would have been in 1930, what would have been at the maximum a 3 year sharp downturn in the economy, they turned it into a 16-year affair. That is, the Great Depression was not over until 1946.
And Japan has now 12, 13 years doing the same thing. And I remember studying those panics, as they called them, and those depressions. They were much shorter. They were much more localized back before the Federal Reserve, back before government got involved, back before private interests got involved with government in this unholy alliance. And they promised, we'll never have another run on the bank. We'll never have another recession or depression. And then 1913 to 1929, they then take that depression and just exacerbate it with all the price controls and the rest of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you want to rather mark the current set of problems that we face now is a direct result of Congress. That is, I always suggest to people that the fundamentals of the American economy are, even now, still reasonably sound. We have this huge problem in the financial sector. The financial sector is a big problem, and it's affecting some other parts of the economy. But Congress is the cause of the problems in the financial sector, particularly those that stem from the subprime loans and the housing market.
It's been enabling it and demanding it and prodding it all along, and then now is enabling it further.
Yes.
$14.8 trillion in 7 months, Bloomberg reported. I mean, my God, that's more than the GDP in
seven months. That's right. And the American people, I mean, I don't know what to say about my fellow Americans, but they're asking Congress to come and help us out to change things. That is, to ask Congress to help us, that's very much like seeing a building on fire and you calling the arsons who set it on fire to help you put it out. That's the same thing. And Congress is the cause of these problems. And you know what? And what gets me about the, I call it stupidity of Americans, or either the ignorance of Americans, is that Congress messed up. This current state of affairs was a result of Congress trying to give us, and the White House, trying to give us affordable housing. Now we're asking Congress to give us affordable health care.
Well, it's unbelievable. Bloomberg reported that $9.3 trillion would pay off all the mortgages in the country. So if it's $14.8 so far,
mm-hmm.
Where is all the money going? I mean, this is ridiculous. And they're admitting now that it's driven up mortgage prices because the banks have got all this money. They're just wanting to hoard it or to buy up other banks.
Oh, that's right. And see, what Congress should do, you know, what should happen is that people who got in over their heads in the housing market, they bought houses they cannot afford, they should just lose their house, and they should be foreclosed on. That is, if you know, I think it was Herbert Spencer said, I believe it was him, it could have been somebody else, that if you protect people from the folly of their ways, you create a nation of fools. And that's what we're doing. We're protecting people from their folly and therefore creating a nation of fools. And see, the problem is that too many of us want to blame politicians for our problems. And yes, we can blame politicians just a little bit. But the bulk of the blame lies with the American people. That is because politicians are doing precisely what American people elect them to office to do. And what do we elect them to office to do? We elect them to office to use the power of their office to take the property of one American and give it to us.
Now, let's shift gears, sir. into Barack Obama. Clearly, George Bush, size of government triples. I thought that was bad. Now under Obama, he's doubling the government in 1 year. If you project that out 10 times by the time he leaves office or even more. So specifically, sir,
I don't know whether that's sustainable, but surely that's what he's doing. And that's what the American people want. That's what they want. That, look, if you doubt what I'm saying, what the American people want, let me ask a question. Now, suppose I, Walter Williams, was running for the United States Senate from Texas. And I go back and forth across the state of Texas, down to my fellow Texans. Look, I've read the United States Constitution. I know what Congress is authorized to do. And if you elect me to the Senate, don't expect for me to bring back aid to higher education funds, highway construction funds, prescription drugs, meals on wheels. Do you think I would get elected to the Senate from Texas?
No, because maybe in Texas, but in other states, no, because they don't understand the feds take a dollar of our money, send 30 cents back with strings attached.
But you know, here's the problem, Alex, is that the people of Texas would be absolutely right not electing anybody who respects the United States Constitution to the United States Senate. The reason why is that, for example, if I am the senator and if I don't bring back billions of dollars to Texans, that doesn't mean that Texans will pay a lower federal income tax.
Exactly.
All that it means is that Oklahoma will get it instead. That is, once legalized theft begins, it pays for everybody to participate.
Oh, that's a great point. I hadn't thought of that. I mean, that's what Ron Paul's always saying. They say he's a hypocrite because he votes against the bills, but then the spending bills. But once the money comes in, he says, look, I'm going to earmark this because the money was spent. I mean, now you're paying these taxes. You don't want it to come back for the shrimp fisheries of the Gulf Coast. I mean, I represent the Gulf Coast. And so if I don't take this earmark, it's going to go to foreign aid or something.
That is absolutely right. So what it makes people who would otherwise be moral, they become immoral. That is because if you don't participate in the legalized theft, you're going to wind up holding the brown end of the stick, if you get what I mean.
Wow. Amazing. Sir, I mean, you've been around a while. You've made a lot of predictions I've seen come true. What do you see happening with Obama with this false hope? He knows government health care isn't going to work. He knows trillions spent is just going to, down the road, make things even worse. I mean, I guess the special interests want all this money, and they're the ones that put him in office. Yeah. But how do you see this ending with Barack Obama and all these people that followed him and believe he's really going to give them a free house, give them a free car? You know, the people you see on TV saying, all my problems are solved because of Obama.
You know, I don't know I don't know what to predict. But however, the current state of affairs is unsustainable. I mean, just one aspect. Forget about the health care and all this other spending. It turns out that the unfunded liability of Social Security and Medicare is $101 trillion. Now, what that means when I say unfunded liability. And even the Social Security Administration's report, they say it's the unfunded liability, this huge $101 trillion. What that means is that in order for Congress to make good on the promises it's already made to people who are living today in terms of Medicare and Social Security, they would have to put trillions of dollars in the bank today, earning at least a 6% rate of interest, in order to make good for it. And this is not going to, they're not going to do that. And according to some estimates, such as the National Center for Policy Analysis in Dallas, Texas, they point out that by 2040, I believe something like, given the current state of affairs, if it continues the way it's going now, that 80% of the federal budget will be spent on Social Security and Medicare.
Amazing. 80%. Let's talk more about that in our final segment with Walter E. Williams, WalterEWilliams.com. He is our guest. I hope he'll come back again with us soon. I want to talk to him about GM. Not only is there a bailout of GM, but the bailout money under World Trade Organization rules, part of it has to go overseas, so we're paying to ship it to China and Brazil and Europe. Stay with us.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. And less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's WHOLECure.com. WholeCure.com today.
Walter E. Williams is our guest. We had a bizarre power outage here in the studio. We're on backup, and we'll see if we can stay on the air here together. Mr. Williams, continuing, GM, the trillions to the banks, and the government's now saying they're just going to expand and intensify all of this. Are they going to just continue to dump money on this until they completely destroy us, or how do you see this unfolding?
Well, I don't know. I think a lot of things that they're doing is unsustainable, but I think that the whole idea about Detroit and GM and other companies going bankrupt, I think that people don't quite understand what bankruptcy means. If they did, I don't think they would let government get away with what they're doing. That is, it's almost when you hear people talk, you know, if an airline goes bankrupt or if an auto company goes bankrupt, people think as talk as if the company, the productive assets are going to go poof and disappear into thin air. Like if the airline went bankrupt, the airline's going to go poof and disappear into thin air, or the assembly line in Detroit will go poof. No, what bankruptcy means is that there's a change in the title to those assets. Somebody else will own those assets if it ultimately goes bankrupt, but there's an intermediate step. They can go to Chapter 11 first. But the point is that when government bails out companies, they're telling them, keep on doing what you're doing. See, the important thing about a market system is that failure, business failure, is just as critical to the operation of a market system as business success. That is, business success says you're doing the right thing, you're pleasing your customers, and you're doing it in a reasonable way. Excuse me. Business failure means that you're not pleasing your customers, or you're doing it in an inefficient way. You're wasting resources of the society. Now, when government steps in to bail out a failing business, it says, it in effect says, continue wasting the resources of society. Here's the money. Americans won't buy your damn cars, so here's some money. We'll take some money from the Americans and give it to you.
Well, Mr. Williams, expanding on that, the media keeps confusing this and saying capitalism failed. Now we've got to have socialism with the cover of Newsweek. That's a grand deception. I've noticed they've been parroting as a talking point. This isn't free market that did this. This was the state merging with some type of crony insider corruption. What do you call that? How do you boil that down and explain this is a bait and switch?
People call it crony capitalism, and that is, just give you one example. We had this with the housing market, that we had this Community Reinvestment Act that intimidated banks into making loans that they otherwise would not have made. Now, banks would not lend people to buy a house, to buy a $200,000 to $500,000 house with no money down. It required the government intimidate banks to do that. That's not capitalism. Under a free market system, a banker would not do that. He will do it when the government says, we want you to do it, unless we're not going to give you a merger. And then plus, if we had this Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to buy the rotten paper that you sell. And so it's not capitalism at all. It's socialism that has failed, but the news media and politicians are doing a bait and switch. They're deceiving the American people.
Well, Mr. Williams, in the few minutes we have left with you, what is your solution? How do we get out of this? Just educate the public that it's a fraud? Because there are all these corrupt corporate interests that are not free market, yes, that are some of the biggest corporations in the world, and they've made an alliance with corrupt government and then with the dumbed-down kind of howling mob, as John Adams would call it. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do we deal with this?
I'm not sure. I think that we can't deal with politicians. They're hopeless in terms of respect for the Constitution. What we have to do, and I think that talk radio has been very, very important on the number of the blogs that have been very, we have to somehow sell the American people on the moral superiority of individual liberty, which means limited government. We have to sell the American people on individual responsibility. We have to sell the American people that, Americans are very generous, and we have to tell people that, look, helping your fellow man in need is praiseworthy and laudable when you reach into your own pockets to help him out. When you reach into somebody else's pockets to help your fellow man in need, that is worthy of condemnation, and it's despicable. And for the Christians among us, we should recognize that when God gave Moses the commandment, thou shalt not steal, he did not mean thou shalt not steal unless you got a majority vote in Congress. And moreover, if you ask God, well, is it okay to be a recipient of stolen property? He would probably consider that a sin as well. That is, the big problems that we face in our society right now are moral problems.
And the big question is, when does the stealing end? The big question is, I mean, if you accept any of this theft, then the sky's the limit. WalterEWilliams.com. Thank you so much for spending time with us, sir.
Thank you for inviting me.
Take care. Have a great week coming up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back live. They've turned off the power in this end of Austin. We're on backup power. We'll see what happens. We'll see if we can go to the press conference downtown.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey.
Ron Paul's coming up. Calling us from the floor of the house. Your calls as well. Government demands inventory of all VFW weapons. Threatens, that should be the headline, threatens veterans with arrest if they don't report 100-year-old plus cannons that were given to them by the government. They're trying a lawyer trick now because the last 15, 20 years, they've been having them sign forms to get the stuff they give to them and push on them. You know, they ask the veterans, oh, come to all these funerals, you know, for dying vets, do these ceremonies, and here, you know, we'll give you the M1s to shoot the blanks, and we'll give you the uniforms and things. And now they're saying, we're going to send the BATF after you if you don't keep a record of all that. And they've also announced, until Congress got upset, Obama said no more brass left over from the military for reloading could be sold to big companies. And they're introduced all these bills to totally end the Second Amendment as we know it. This is all happening. This is all real. And it's just going to incrementally continue. But even though it's incremental, the incrementalism is accelerating now. It is intensifying now. It is expanding now. And the question is, as a society, what are we going to do about this? We have private outside banks that are having their way with the people. And as soon as Ron Paul gets on with us, that's what we're going to discuss, is the bill that he's introduced that's now got over 200 sponsors. Bill to audit Federal Reserve now has 207 co-sponsors. new names being added every day, momentum building for Ron Paul and the American people, identifying the outside criminal organization, the private bankers that have engineered the collapse, that have taken over our society. This is the New World Order. We have their minutes. We have their documents. We have it all. We understand what they're doing and what they're setting up and what they are creating. Bill to audit Federal Reserve now has 207 co-sponsors. New names being added every day. Momentum building for the American people. Thanks to Ron Paul and all of your phone calls to Congress, all the letters to Congress. At a time of writing, a bill that would see the Federal Reserve Bank audited for the first time in 59 years has 207 co-sponsors in the House and is gaining traction with every single day. Now, we've seen numbers of 200s, what we confirm. Daily Paul saying 207. We can talk to the man himself, Congressman Ron Paul, the hardest working man in Congress, Dr. Ron Paul, hailing from Texas. I'm so honored to be a Texan with him. Congressman, how many sponsors does it really have?
Well, it's actually 209 right now.
Yeah, you heard it here first, 209.
So we have to almost check minute by minute, and they're coming in faster and easier now. And the percentage of the new people are Democrats because a lot of the Republicans are already on. So it is spreading. I think the people at the grassroots have done the job that they need to do. And when we feel really depressed about how slow Congress works, we do have a system that will respond if we wake up enough people, but that's the tough job. But they will respond when they hear from the people.
Congressman, how long have you worked to get this many sponsors? I mean, you've been introducing this bill for a decade, haven't you?
Yes, it's been probably ever since I've been in Congress. I don't know if I've ever skipped any, but there's never been any general support from the public, but because of the financial crisis and because of the presidential campaign and the interest in the Federal Reserve, all of a sudden it's come together. So this is by far the most interest that we've had, and quite frankly, I think it's the most interest anybody's ever had since the Federal Reserve has been established in 1913. But, you know, even though the Fed contributed significantly, if they didn't cause the whole depression of the 30s, nobody was calling for, you know, auditing the Fed and abolishing the Fed today. Those are routine chants that we hear. And therefore, I think we're making great progress only because they've created such a chaotic mess that we're dealing with.
Well, we'll have to change the headline at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to 209 from Congressman Ron Paul. So you heard it here first. Sir, I don't want listeners to blink or viewers to blink because they may miss history. I don't think even our own movement realizes the gravity of the fact that it looks like this bill has a good chance of passing if you get another 10 or so sponsors. And the Federal Reserve has hired lobbyists to try to block this. Their arrogance, their veneer of invincibility, their cloak of invincibility is falling away. People see that they can be beat. They see that they are not above the law. It's viral videos with the former Fed chairman and current Fed chairman saying they're above the law and no one can look into them and no agency of government of the three branches can. That is asinine on its face for even an uneducated, uninformed public on our system of government. And so I just want to get your take on what is it like for you to know you're the leader of something that is so amazingly historical? Because even if they somehow beat this time, then the question is, how were we not able to audit you? And so you can see that the momentum has changed and the pendulum is really shifting. I sense destiny of the level of 1776 here, sir.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. They can't put the genie back in the bottle because the odds are still, you know, iffy about where this is going to go. I mean, the powers to be have a lot of tools that they can use. Conference committees, maybe they might block it in the Senate. They can do all sorts of things. So I remain cautiously optimistic because I know it has a long way to go. But the issue will not be quieted down. I mean, the issue is out there. And, in some ways, let's say we have all this attention in this bill and we get the majority in the Congress to endorse it and it never gets out and never goes anyway. It's proof positive that we really need to do it. That means the incentive will be that much greater to get a handle on all this. So I think we win either way because we've gotten the attention of such a large number of people. And it's not only the the very, very hardcore constitutionalists, because the grassroots are talking to the very average Republican, the very average Democrat, the moderate, the liberal, the progressive, and they're all joining it. But the issue really here is reigning in government and transparency. We should not be fooled into believing that they have a strong belief in the monetary policies that we might want. I mean, they're not old gold standard people or anything else. What's driving this is that Congress has created a mess. The Federal Reserve has been doing a lot secretly, and the American people want to know what's happening because they've seen too many special interests bailed out, not only by Congress and the Treasury, but by the Federal Reserve as well, and they're demanding answers.
Congressman, in the 12 minutes or so we have left with you, I've got so many important questions concerning this. How do we explain to some of the public out there that this is all a process of liberty? Tyranny wasn't born overnight in this country, and liberty isn't going to take back over overnight. It's a constant battle between those two tidal forces, as you know. But if people said, oh, Ron Paul didn't win, so boo-hoo. I said, no, it built this giant movement. Now the biggest thing on campus isn't liberal or fake conservative. It's libertarian. It's freedom. It's constitutionalist. And now people are finally seeing that a year later, that it's building in strength, and that it's a process that even, as you just said, even if they defeat it this time, then people say, well, why can't we audit it? It's almost better if they do engage in chicanery and pull out the stops and beat it this time, because then everybody's going to want to know what they're hiding.
Yep, that's exactly right, and that'll just energize our group of young people, especially even more so. But I think it's an issue whose time has come, and it's not going to go away. I don't know if you saw Jim Grant's quote today on the business station, but he said that if we ever got that auditing bill passed, that it would be a declaration that the Federal Reserve is in a lot worse shape than any of the banks that went bankrupt. But that technically, you know, in conventional terms, the Federal Reserve does not have the assets. All they have are credits, and obviously that's what we would expect. But that goes to prove why they can't be the salvation of this country. I mean, just counterfeiting money and doing mischief and serving the interests of their friends, that can't work. I think it's going to come to an end whether we win this legislative victory or not, because their system is deeply flawed. Ultimately, I think the solution comes if we're well prepared to offer it up when the system totally collapses. The financial structure has come unglued, but the dollar still works to a degree. You know, people still are buying dollars, and they don't know what to do with them. But when they get discouraged and they don't hold dollars anymore, and then they start buying up hard assets, they're starting to buy oil now more than they did a month or so ago, and they continue to buy gold, and you know, China continues to buy gold. I mean, there's a lot of things, but the end stages of a situation like this goes very, very rapidly once the sentiment changes. Just like when the financial system collapsed, everybody rushed to dollars and interest rates went down to 1%, along with what the Fed was doing. But when a currency crisis hit, people went, holy man, let's get out of the dollar, and then you'll see the fireworks. Then we have to be prepared to say, don't just give us a U.N. central bank. I mean, the international planners they know what we know, and they're making their plans. They know their days are numbered. But the contest is between totalitarianism and liberty, and whoever wants the totalitarian approach has to have government-monopolized money, and that's what we have to stop.
In your gut, and we all know what the gut is. It's thousands of pieces of data integrated in, and the mind comes up with a prime projection. In your gut, Congressman, do you agree with me that in the last 2 months we were about to get the tidal shift or the flip to our side, but I can almost spiritually feel it at a DNA level that the shift has happened?
Toward our way?
Yes.
Well, when I'm out of Washington, I have two perspectives. You know, when I go to a college campus and you represent and talk to people outside of Washington, and there should be reason why you're seeing signs of optimism. But I come up here every single day. Right now we're dealing with the State Department authorization bill, and it's atrocious. You know, it's $18 billion and more mischief and more militarism. And the Republicans this time are going to oppose it, but it's just a partisan thing. But it going right through.
So you're saying there's two different worlds.
Yeah.
And more it's getting separated and that gulf is widening.
Right. And like this week, and I just got off the floor, I gave my all of 2 minutes, and I said, you know, our president has asked us to go with PAYGO, pay the bills as you go along. Of course, for the liberal, that means raise taxes. Well, how can they raise taxes? That there's no businesses out there that can pay. But they're not going to pay for this. They're incapable. And if they paid for it by cutting it and they want to spend all this money overseas, they'd have to cut a domestic program, which they're not going to do. So the president's outside on the TV. People say, well, that does sound good. And this president's not a radical spender. He wants to cut down, and he wants to rein this in, and he wants PAYGO. And he says, in 2 years from now, we're going to, you know, cut way back. We'll deal with the problems later on. And you know, I think, though, our crowd is probably like young people around the world. Think of those young people in China when Geithner goes over there and says, oh, yeah, we're going to get things under control, and we're going to rein back our spending. And those students just laughed at them. Well, I imagine there's a lot of students around the country and a lot of other people now who just laugh at us up here in Washington. But the people here in Washington are still in charge, and we haven't converted them. And we're just seeing signs of it, that it's possible when we can get 209 people to support an auditing bill. So we just have to do our best and see what happens, see if the calamity hits us before we can make some calm, deliberate decisions and make some changes. But my guess is that we'll have the crisis before we can do that.
Absolutely. Things are certainly deepening. When do you see the next big plunge downward deeper into this globally engineered depression?
I think it's really going down now, but the government statistics sort of are giving people a false sense of security, so I think we're still slipping. But there will be more announcements and more bankruptcies and probably more commercial property problems and more states going bankrupt and more unemployment. Then finally, the euphoria on Wall Street of the last 4 months is dissipating, and that'll feed into a lot of disappointments. But, you know, even though Wall Street has done a little bit better by these prices going up a little bit, I don't think the average guy out there that's lost his job has started to feel any better yet. And I was impressed the other day that some of the news media have reported that the real rate of unemployment isn't 9%. It's like 18%. You know, when you add up all the people who don't look for jobs anymore or who work a couple hours a week. So it's a very serious problem. And,
exactly. The mainstream media is now having to admit more and more that the government is lying and spinning because they want to keep some credibility. Sir, I want to specifically ask you in the time we have left, how do we help you get this bill passed? How do we help you get H.R. 1207 that has 209 sponsors now as of June 10th, 2009 on this Wednesday edition? What can we do to get this passed? What can we do? Because going back to you at McKinney Ruffs when you gave a speech after I did 5 years ago, it's in my film Matrix of Evil, you talked about how the key was when the global crisis came in, the establishment would try to use the crisis to bring in their bank of the world, their world currency, because you were reading the same globalist documents I was.
Yeah.
And then now it's all over the news, and they're posing as the saviors, and the public is going, wait a minute, you're the guys that did this, so they are looking to you and others. So there's this vacuum that's about to happen, and I mean, just speaking to the fact that, as you always said, when this happened, we had to put in the maximum effort. So we want to put in the maximum effort. You're the general. You're the George Washington, sir. What do we do?
I think we just do more of what we're doing now and building our numbers. I mean, you have a large number of people that listen to you, and you continue to do the things that you're best at. Now, following up from our campaign, we started the Campaign for Liberty, and that website helps bring people together, and our numbers continue to grow. But right now, in a more specific way, they need to go to Campaign for Liberty, get the names of those who have signed on, and find out exactly the congressmen who have not. And then instead of, if your congressman has already signed on, go to the neighboring congressman and you know, and organize and find out where the meetup group is and list these people on the internet.
And go to their office. I mean, you could go shake their hand, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's it. And when the members come and talk to me, they say, look, if up, and they'll be very nice, and they're just trying to do their job. They, what is this bill that the grassroots are all riled up about, 1,200 and something? And I said, oh, it has to do with transparency of the feds so we know what they're doing. Oh, I'm for that. Then they sign on. But they came to me not because they wanted to be on a Ron Paul bill, but because the grassroots were telling him. Actually, politically, I have to take a little credit. It is a little more popular being on a Ron Paul bill now than it used to be.
Oh yeah, you're out there setting bushfires in the minds of men and women everywhere. You've been introducing this. What, I mean, I remember 10, 12 years ago, you'd get like 5, 6 sponsors for this.
No, it's changing now, and it's politics. I mean, especially marginal Democrats and marginal Republicans, when they need this 10 or 15% of the vote. If there's a Democrat in a Republican seat, boy, they really want to pay attention to what
they're
doing.
And Congressman, in closing, I want to ask you two quick questions. Number one, there's a domino effect, isn't there, from what you've been doing? Because as you move to audit the Fed, other agencies and groups and governments start thinking, here's AP today, Congress subpoenas the Fed about where all the billions of dollars the Bank of America went because they won't tell Senator Sanders and Congressman Paul and others, you know, yourself. So again, here's this idea of holding these guys accountable is starting to happen, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It'll be contagious, and that is very good. And I think that fortunately we can get all political groups together on transparency, and then we can argue out what we want to do. And matter of fact, Barney Frank has been helpful to me on this, but he wanted to make sure I knew he didn't agree with me on the ultimate monetary policy. But that's okay. If they believe in transparency, then open debate. But I so strongly feel that if we get transparency of the Fed and the people know what they've done, I think their days are numbered.
Well, it's been said that an audit of the Fed will abolish the Fed, because as soon as all the admitted criminality we can see them doing openly, I mean, what do you expect to find if we do get the audit? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we rebroadcast part of the Ron Paul interview from a couple hours ago. This is a good little drill for us in the new studio. We have backup batteries here, supposedly to run for a few hours, but you notice they only did about 20 minutes, and so that's why some of our internet streams went down. But that is a good beta test for us now. We'd have a generator, but those don't stay on roofs or outside offices for more than 5 minutes, even though they're bolted down. We're just going to get bigger batteries here in the office in the next week, or I guess I'll have to heads will roll or something. And we're going to get a little generator in the studio so we can roll it outside when that does happen. But all part of growing pains here. I apologize. We had to go to retransmission, but it was hot breaking Ron Paul information from today. And we will be rebooting the audio streams at Infowars.com and getting that restreaming for everybody that missed any of the first of the show, so people can tune in at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I will be live tomorrow, 11 to 3, and then back from 9 to midnight with Burmese for the 2009 second annual Money Bomb, which is absolutely vital to expand this radio show and buy the equipment we need and set up the bigger TV studio and get more video editors and up our output of viral films we put out for free. We try to fund it all people buying the DVDs, but quite frankly, that just isn't cutting it. And people always are saying they want to donate, so we want to commend all those of you out there that donated last year. We want to ask folks to donate this year. And to please spread the word today with the videos we've got posted promoting the Money Bomb. I'm going to send an email out today to a lot of our supporters in the past. So we want to thank everybody. So again, we are back live. We were in retransmission the last 15 minutes because I wasn't sure if our backup batteries would hold. Most of them did hold, but some of the server stream backup batteries went down. This is not just a radio network or radio station. It's not just TV. It's a lot of other things. So it was a good live action drill for us here today. I want to thank Oatman. John's out of town right now, my regular guy up in Minnesota. But Oatman has done a fabulous job under pressure with me griping at him during breaks with this going on. And so has Will. And so has Matt and our other IT people here in studio. So I want to thank them for that. As I said, if you missed any of the Ron Paul interview or all the other interviews we had today, that's coming up in retransmission. We were unable to have the live press conference from the south steps of the Capitol, where the CPS is trying to get rid of the Fourth Amendment in the state of Texas and kidnap any children they want without warrants or court orders. Unbelievable story. We'll have those folks on tomorrow. I apologize to them. We had our power go out a couple times last year at the other place. We put in more batteries and things. One day it went off for 3 hours, and we got about 2.5 hours of airtime before the batteries went down. So we're going to get that fixed and up and going. But tomorrow is the big money bomb. Please, listeners, even if you can't afford to give $10 at the money bomb or pledge to give it right now at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, please, please spread the word about it for folks that want to support what we're doing. I mean, look at the effect we're having. And we're fighting George Soros, who's got all his money, putting out anti-freedom films, pro-New World Order films. We're having a big effect on them. We're fighting the government that takes our tax money at gunpoint and uses it against us. We can't come and force you to give us the money like the government does, but the government says it's bad for us to even ask for money. Well, that's because they're scared of us combining forces together and supporting people like we did Ron Paul and others. They're very, very scared of that. So retransmission starts here in just a few minutes, and we'll continue. I started the show off with how they're going after the veterans' guns and trying to restrict their Second Amendment. Key breaking news coming up on that front if you just joined us. But here at the very end of the show, didn't get a chance to plug these sponsors, and I really want to thank them. It's not just the money bomb and the video sales and book sales at InfoWars.com that make it possible. It's folks like Home Gain, Max Little Orange Gorilla on InfoWars.com. The website's HomeGain.com, and they got a bunch of free, everything's free on the site. Enter in your address, and it gives you what realtors see that your house is really worth or what a house you're looking at is really worth that you're thinking about buying. They have a home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. They've been around for more than 10 years. HomeGain.com, absolutely fabulous. Folks, be sure and check out HomeGain.com today if you're buying or selling a home or thinking about it. That home sale maximizer is the best. And then finally, today, SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, Pilgrim, for example, when seeds had the greatest value of any barter item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing and hoarding seeds and trying to ban owning non-hybrid seeds in Europe, I would add, without licenses. The U.N. is storing seeds at the Arctic Circle on record. Solutions from Science is trying to get the seeds out of the globalist hands and into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time. SurvivalSeedBank.com from Solutions for Science contains enough open-pollinated seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. Seeds in the Survival Seed Bank are handpicked for exceptional germination rates. Order a couple of seed banks today while you still can. SurvivalSeedBank.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. You can always call Solutions from Science at 877-327-0365 to get your hands on a couple of these fine products. We're out of time. Great job to the crew. Powerful show. Walter Williams was on in the middle of the power failure today. Economist. The guy that sits in for Rush Limbaugh, but again, I like him a lot more than Limbaugh. He's actually an honorable guy. And we had Ron Paul on, and We Are Changed, a lot of other people, and we covered the Veterans Foreign Wars being told, register all your guns. Okay, retransmission starts now. Please spread the word about the money bomb. God bless you all and all our affiliates and all the listeners.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.